Thursday marks President Trump's sixth month in office, but a new poll will not be cause for celebration. According to the Washington Post ABC News poll, Trump's six-month approval rating is the lowest for any president in the past 70 years. Just 36% of Americans approve of the job he's doing. 63% say it was not appropriate for Trump's son to take that meeting with a Russian lawyer and a lobbyist, something the president is still defending today. This morning he tweeted, "Most politicians would have gone to a meeting like the one Don Jr. attended in order to get info on an opponent. That's politics." Trump also called claims of Russia interfering in the election a hoax, but 6 in 10 Americans in this new poll say it wasn't, and 67% think Trump's aides helped the Russians interfere. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here. Ron, not a good poll for the president.
You know, politics does not seem to be a nice business, Robin. That's what the president was telling us over the weekend. And, you know, it's not something that most Republicans want to talk about right now if they're elected office holders. They'd rather talk about the economy or tax reform or the perceived failures of Obamacare, because there's really no good way to talk about the Russia probes, because the farther you go into it, the harder it gets to talk about and justify.
Yeah, well, and the president saying that this meeting with Russians was just politics. The poll found Americans saw it as inappropriate by a 2-to-1 margin. But that broke heavily along party lines. Are any of these revelations about that meeting changing anyone's opinion about the president?
If you go back to January, Robin, the president was +5 approval over disapproval in the average of polls that's done by 538.com, polling aggregating site. And if you look at it now, he's down to -15. That's a drop of 20 percentage points. That is a significant drop. And clearly, if there were a honeymoon at all, it did not last very long. And another poll that's just come out from the Wall Street Journal and NBC shows that in those counties that flipped from Obama in 2012 to Trump in 2016, and that's a substantial number of counties, by the way, it's 143 counties where they measured. In those counties, the support now for Donald Trump is well down under 50%. It's at 44. That's not that much above some of the other polls on the average of polls that we're seeing for approval nationwide among all voters.
But the support that there is seems to be hardening. We were reading in the Boston Globe a couple days ago about how Roger Stone, a former Trump advisor who's also a conspiracy theorist, he says Chelsea Clinton, for instance, that her father was not Bill Clinton. He's a 9/11 denier. He's been mocked. But last week, he was given a hero's welcome at an event for young GOP conservatives at a private club on Capitol Hill, where he said Democrats were on a witch hunt. He was cheered. He's been brought back from the dead. It seems President Trump's core is hardening its backing.
There is some truth in that, and perhaps we could say that that was also true in some past cases where you saw presidents who were under siege and some of their most enthusiastic supporters, often among their youngest supporters, were among the people who defended them to the last. We saw that certainly with Richard Nixon, and there was always a percentage of people who felt that Richard Nixon had been very unfairly treated in the entire Watergate matter.
Yesterday, President Trump, as we said, tweeting, much will be accomplished this week on trade, the military and security, but he is focusing on Russia. NBC's Chuck Todd asked Republican Senator John Cornyn on Meet the Press whether his claims that the meddling claim is a hoax is true. Let's listen.
It's a very serious matter that needs thorough investigation. I'm part of the Intelligence Committee along with Mark Warner, and we are going to get to the bottom of this.
Just calling
but
it
I understand
a hoax.
The president's
But does calling it a hoax undermine trust?
I understand the president's frustration when James Comey told him 3 times he's not the target of an investigation, and he wants that made public. But this is not about President Trump. This is about Russia versus the United States, in my view.
Well, Ron, there have been reports of a White House shakeup. The president's lawyer, Mark Kasowitz, making the wrong kind of news, Politico reporting that he is an alcoholic who can't pass a security clearance, which, of course, makes it hard for him to get information to defend the president. Kasowitz then sent that expletive-laden email to someone who suggested he might want to step down. What's going on in the White House?
You know, all of this business about Russia, and Kasowitz is probably just one of many people who have been lawyers for Donald Trump who have been tried out as mouthpieces. Jay Sekulow is another who came on all five of the Sunday morning talk shows to defend the Trump White House, particularly with regard to Russia. All of these people are being tried out as spokespersons, and a lot of attention at the White House and a lot of attention on that Twitter account are going to this, and it's an enormous distraction from the biggest issue in Washington right now, which is, of course, the health care bill and the rest of the president's agenda before Congress. It's making the White House and the president himself spiked cannon. They can't do anything to move their agenda because they're so distracted by the Russia probes and by their own reaction to them and the way they've chosen to deal with them. This is a moment when mobilizing their base to make changes happen in Congress rather than to defend them on something like the Russia matter is really crucial to the long-term judgment that people will make, historically speaking, about the first 6 months of Donald Trump.
And speaking about the agenda, we know that the vote on the health care bill has been put off as John McCain recovers from surgery. Concerns about the bill, but also concerns about John McCain after having a blood clot removed. Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.